Yeah, it's good to be here.
I mean, it's been a fantastic year for you, Tom. I suppose all capped off winning Young Player of the Year. It must have been a great moment for you.
Yeah, it was an amazing moment. Very, very shocked as well to win it. Been a good year with the boys, and then for that to top it off, it's just made this year very special to me.
I was going to say, from sort of 12 months ago, did you ever expect that this was going to be such a big year for you, Tom?
No, not at all. Especially coming through for my first year last year, we didn't get off to the best season. I didn't get off to the best season, so I was thinking, is this what it's like in Super League? But to then have the big turnaround with the team performances, and then to improve my own performances throughout the year, and then to get that at the end, it's a really good feeling.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And when we were sort of going over to Wakefield at the start of the season, there seemed to be a real buzz around the camp, and that's something that seemed to be carried on as well throughout the season. Did you have a feeling at the start of the season that this was going to be a big season for Wakefield?
Yeah, definitely, because after being in that £1 million game last year, the club did some good recruiting, and just no one really wanted to go back to that place, to be back in that stress zone. And so we all just put in a good pre-season. There were a real big buzz around the place, and then once we take it into the season and got a few wins under his belt, it just kind of snowballed and everyone just carried on from there.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And you look at the massive win over Wigan earlier in the season as well. That's got to be up there with one of the proud moments of the season.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the top moments of the year. Just went into that game thinking it was going to be they had a young side, but we thought it was going to be still a tight game because it's Wigan. They still perform well under every circumstance, and then just kind of started running away with it. And we couldn't believe it ourselves playing it. And after the game, we were all shocked and stunned by it.
No doubt about that. And looking at the fact that you had such a good run in the Challenge Cup as well. It's been a while since Wakefield had a cup run before then. I think since Michael Carter took over, there hadn't been a great cup run like we saw there. To get to the semi-finals must have been great to really carry through for Wakefield in the Challenge Cup.
Yeah, definitely. Especially knowing the club hadn't had a Challenge Cup run like that. They always usually get knocked out in first or second round. That were a big goal of ours, to try and get as far as we could into it and put in some good performances. And getting to the semis was a real big thing for us. Unfortunately, I was injured, so I couldn't take part in that semi, but it was still a massive thing for the club, and all the players really enjoyed it.
And it seems that a lot of the players have really been enjoying playing under Chris Chester as well. He seems like there's a lot more creativity there in the squad, and a lot of the players are just really enjoying the rugby.
Yeah, basically when he came in, there were a bit of stress in the camp after Brian Smith leaving, so everyone were a bit nervy. But once he came in, he just kind of said, "We're going to start afresh. We're starting our season from here." And just give us a bit of a license to play, really. Once we got the hard stuff out of the way and people started trying things they wouldn't normally try, and it was paying off for us and working really well, and we started winning games, so people started enjoying it more and more, and from there we just kind of carried on what we did, and everyone's enjoying the rugby now.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We're going to look as well just at some of the attention that's been shone on you in the last year, Tommy. You must have been one of those where, you know, you sort of comes out of nowhere, I suppose, within 12 months becoming the young star that you are at the moment. How have you dealt with the sort of the spotlight being shone on you this season?
I'm not sure, really. I'm not very good with all people saying my name and knowing me, but just kind of tried getting my head down and focusing mainly on the rugby and on the things we'd set ourselves throughout the season, the challenges and the goals, and just tried working towards them, really, because it's pretty mad, really, going from last year to this year and people knowing me and the amount of times I've been like spoken to and people stopping me for things. It's just, yeah, I'm not very good with it, as you can tell right now. So.
Well, at least no one's calling you Tom Johnson anymore. We were sorted on that front. Everyone's calling you by the right name as well.
Yeah.
You've got to look at, you know, your long-term future, because you've obviously you signed up for over at Bellevue for a number of years now. You must be really happy with the Wildcats are heading. You know, the direction of the club is going in the right way for you.
Yeah, certainly. The main thing for me was coming through last year and the improvement this year. Signing the extension wasn't really a problem for me because I like where the club's going. I think it's got a big future in the next few years, especially with a lot of the players we're bringing in. So for me, it was just a really easy decision. I like my time at the club. I like the coaches, and I really enjoy it with the fans as well. Awesome fans. So it was just an easy decision for me.
Yeah, and also want to ask you a little bit about the England setup. You didn't make it this year, Tom, but is it an ambition of yours to one day be donning the international shirt?
Yeah, definitely. It's what everyone's dream, isn't it, to play for the country for when they're growing up and stuff. So I'd really like to do that in a couple of years, but I myself know that I'm not ready at the minute and need a lot more experience throughout the years before I even think about that. So I'm just going to keep going how I am and try and improve over the next couple of years and see what happens, really.
It sounds absolutely fantastic, and it sounds like, especially going into next season, there's a real buzz about Wakefield and being able to improve upon last season, I suppose. I mean, after such a great season, is it about just maybe going that next step further and maybe even a couple of places further up in the league next season?
Yeah, definitely. That's a big thing for us. We've set that platform now with this season, getting top eight in the semi-final. We really want to try and progress because, unfortunately, we didn't manage to get any wins in the Super 8. So next year, if we can get ourselves into that eight comfortably, push for a few more wins and see what happens from there. But we just want to try and progress more year on year now and get ourselves up there with the names so people don't, well, think they've got an easy game for Wakefield when they used to think that. So we really want to be a team for contention from now on.
Right, it certainly sounds absolutely fantastic. And Tom, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks a lot for joining us here on the Daytimes.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.